hath executed my judgments, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. So does everybody see what the Bible is teaching about justice here? Is that you get punished for your own sins, not for someone else's sins, and they get punished for their own sins, you don't get punished for their sins. Now, here's another reason why this is so critical. Because there's a false doctrine out there that's taught by the Roman Catholic Church, and a ton of Protestants believe in this, and they'll try to get Baptists to believe in it. It's a stupid doctrine. And when I say the name of it, you might not even know what I'm talking about, because the name sounds like something that you think you believe in, but you don't, if you actually know the Bible. Original sin. See, a lot of people hear this term original sin, and they just think, oh yeah, that just means that, you know, Adam sinned and now we're all sinners. And hey, look, we as Baptists, we believe that Adam brought sin into the world and that we're all sinners and that we're born with a sinful nature. Amen and amen. That is not what original sin means. So do not get sucked into this Catholic garbage of original sin. This is what original sin teaches. Original sin teaches that I'm responsible for the sin that Adam committed, that I'm getting punished for what Adam did, and that is a false doctrine. This chapter completely flies in the face of that false doctrine. Now, that's why they claim they have to baptize babies because of original sin. Because we know that a baby hasn't committed sins. I mean, think about it. Okay, if I, you know, let's bring up, you know, the baby that was born this week. Baby Chloe, right? Has she stolen anything? Has she committed murder? Has she borne false witness against her neighbor? Has she had other gods? But did she eat on the mountains? You know? No. Did she take the name of the Lord her God in vain? Has she committed adultery or coveted? Or it's absurd, isn't it? Because it's not even humanly possible for a baby to have done those things. So the Roman Catholics have to have a justification for their pagan practice of infant baptism. So they use this original sin doctrine to say, well, we still have to baptize these babies to cleanse them of original sin. You know, we have to, because otherwise they'll get punished for Adam's sin. So then they teach, oh, if you don't baptize your baby's going to go to hell, is what they teach. And a lot of Calvinists will teach the same thing. It's crazy. Okay. Now, who believes in this doctrine? Well, Roman Catholics, also Lutherans, they believe this original sin doctrine that they have to baptize their babies to avoid this and so forth. I argued with Lutherans about this even as a child because we had some Lutherans at my Christian school. Now, the Presbyterians practice infant baptism, but they actually don't believe it has anything to do with salvation. And again, I'm not justifying Presbyterianism or infant baptism, because infant baptism is ridiculous no matter what reason you're doing it. It's super unbiblical and wrong. But I'm just explaining the fact that Presbyterians don't think it has to do with salvation. But guess what? Lutherans and Catholics do think that that baptism is connected to salvation. And so that is a damnable heresy right there, for sure. Okay. So therefore, you know, this doctrine of original sin goes contradictory to this chapter, which says the soul that sinneth, it shall die, and that the parent is not held responsible for the crimes of the child. The child is not held responsible for the crimes of the parent. Now, the Bible verse that's the key verse is Romans chapter 5, verse 12, which says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Don't miss that last phrase. That's what they're missing. The reason that death passed upon all men is because everybody since has sinned. So yes, we do inherit the sinful nature from Adam. Yes, we have the tendency to sin. Every single person is a sinner. No one is sinless. Jesus Christ, the only human that lived without sinning. But we are not being punished for Adam's sins. Look, anybody who goes to hell, you know why they're going to hell? For their own sins. They will not go to hell for what Adam did. They will go to hell for what they did. Now, obviously, Adam is the one who started it all. And because of Adam, death passed upon all men because all people have sinned. But to sit there and say, oh, you're being punished for Adam's sin. Folks, that doctrine was invented to justify infant baptism. Infant baptism came first. And this original sin garbage was a justification for infant baptism. It's not a biblical doctrine. Anybody who goes to hell is not burning in hell for anybody's sins except their own. That's whose sins they'll be punished for, period. Now, thank God, those of us that are saved, you know, our sins have been paid for by the blood of Jesus. And Jesus has voluntarily taken upon him the sins of us all.